Okay, so good morning, everybody. We are continuing on in our studies of Gemara of Erevin. We are Daf Lamed Tet Amud Aleph. We are continuing to talk about cases where we are dealing with Shabbos at the Yom Tov or Yom Tov at the Shabbos and setting up multiple Erevs. How would you do that? And why would it work or why wouldn't it work in each given case? So, Gufa Amar of Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda has mentioned earlier that if you made an Erev on the first day by walking there for making your Erev Tzumin, you could do the same thing for the other day. You do that for Shabbos, you do it for Yom Tov, and vice versa. Erev v'pat b'yom rishon, marev v'pat b'yom sheni. And if you had made an Erev using bread on the first day, you can do it again on the second day. So, meaning just so that you can set up two separate Erevs as long as you use the same method both times. Erev b'pat b'rishon, marev b'ragla b'sheni. If you made an Erev on the first day, albeit Shabbat or Yom Tov, you are allowed to. You're allowed to then the next day make an Erev with your by walking to the place and then staying there after dark. Again, that's the two ways of making an Erev Tzumin. One is by setting up your food in a location and setting that as your residence for a Shabbos for Yom Tov. The other way is by making the Erev by walking there with your feet and then waiting until it's dark. And then during the transition from into Shabbos or to Yom Tov occurs, you're in the right place. Then your Erev is functional. So we say that Erev Baraglav Barishon Ein Ma'ar. But other, we say that all the words, if the first day, well, there's Shabbat or Yom Tov, and you had made an Erev with bread, then you can use make an Erev by walking there on the second day. But Erev Baraglav Barishon Ein Ma'ar B'Pat B'Sheni. But if you made on the first day of Shabbat, if you made an Erev Tchumin by walking there, you can't make an Erev with bread on the second day. She'ein Ma'arvin B'Tchila B'Pat. Because you can't establish an Erev for the first time with bread on Yom Tov for Shabbat or Shabbat for Yom Tov because you are then preparing for one on the other day. So therefore, you can't start new from scratch doing that. Okay. So that's the statement we have. And now we're going to try. Now we're going to analyze that statement of Rav Yehuda. So Erev Bapat. B'yom Rishon, Marev, B'pat, B'yom Sheni. So if you made your Erev the first day with bread, you can again use it the next day. So Amar Shmuel, U'otapat. And Shmuel says you can even use the same bread. Amar Ravashi, Daikanam, Matnitin. You could also infer that based on our Mishnah. Dutani Ketad U'osa, as in our original Mishnah was to say. Molicho Barishon, Umach, Shichalav, Fenotlo, Uvalo. In the Mishnah, it says, how would you make your Erev? You take it with you on the first day. You wait till it gets dark while you're holding the bread, and then you go back. And similarly, on the second day, you wait till it's dark, and then you can eat it, and then you can return back to where you were before. So all these things seem to imply that that you're able to do it the first day to the second day and vice versa. So Rabbanan Dilma Hatam Etzatova, but as the Rishonim who wouldn't hold of Shmuel, what would they say? They might say that in our Mishnah, it's not saying that's how you're supposed to do it. They're simply giving us an idea of how to, not that you should ideally do so, but they're giving you an idea for how to work it out the way you are using only one Erev for both days, not that you really, that's your only option, rather that they're simply telling you the way that you could do it. Okay? So we finished that Gemara, and now we're going to part that's directly, very directly relating to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we have, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shehaya Yarei, Shema Titaver, Marev Adam Shnei Ruvim, Omer, Erev, Marisha, Mizrach, Vashen, Lamarav. So, Rabbi Yehuda talking about the case of right now with Rosh Hashanah, you're not sure whether it's going to be one day or 2 days. So, again, this is talking about, so in terms of the way that the calendar is done, so originally, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, from Egypt. So the first mitzvah that the Jews got while they were still in slavery was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of sanctifying the months. So it had been done with, you know, with two Adim testifying, and then a Beit Din determining that now this is the new month. But the issue with that is that we have witnesses determining what the month is. Is that there's a possibility of it being on different days? Then it could either be one day or 2 days. Because when you count say in the month, the 30th day will always be considered to be Rosh Chodesh. The question is it Rosh Chodesh and is day 30 of the previous month, or is it day 1 of the following month? So when it came time for Rosh, So every month was, you know, the 29 or 30. You didn't know until it happened. So back when we were still doing that, and they were still relying on witnesses to come, because the length of, I think we're trying to talk about the exact length of the month, how it's, I can look up how it's 29 and a third there's a whole bunch of fractions that I can read off to you. But basically, it's not quite 29. It's around 29 and a half, I believe, and a lot of more fractions after that is the length of a month. So therefore, it basically alternates between 29 and 30 days on average. But the issue is that basically it's also dependent on the testimony of witnesses. If two witnesses had seen the new moon the previous evening and come, or that very evening. And testified in Beit Din, so they have to have had enough time to have gotten to Beit Din in order to testify about what had occurred the previous night. So in order for that, that would take some time, and Beit Din only meet during the day. So then at night you would never know, and then come daylight, you know, pretty early you might know depending on how close the people who saw it lived to where the Beit Din happened to be at the time. So now we're talking about a case where Beis Din are currently still set up the months. For more on this, I highly recommend. My family we have the minhag of actually reading through the Mishnayot of Rosh Hashanah, wondering every meal on Rosh Hashanah. So there in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, it describes in detail how the process works. So again, if you'd like to give that a shot, this Rosh Hashanah, I strongly recommend it. Most of the Bible servers have it, you know, if you have it translated Mass, or also has the translated Mishnah too. That way, you know, everybody at the table can, you know, read a Mishnah. It's very nice, English or Hebrew, and that way everybody, you know, can, you know, add a little bit of learning to the meals. Also, it helps understand the context a little bit of what used to be. So,
Rabbi, can I ask one question? Jumping. It's just a basic question. I just want to make it clear. So, my understanding about Erev. An Erev is that we can carry during Yom Tov. But so we're strictly talking about Erev Tehillim?
Correct. We're talking about an Erev Tehillim.
Because we're not allowed to walk beyond a certain limit, even on Yom Tov.
Correct. So for Rosh Hashanah, for instance, we'll talk about Rosh Hashanah, let's say this coming Sunday. So you don't have to worry about carrying, but you still have to worry about, assuming you're carrying for a purpose, it's not a problem, but you still have to worry about the tchum.
So that's why we can blow shofar on the second day.
Correct. That's why we blow shofar on the second day, not the first day, because there's only an issue carrying on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. For more on that, Jared Rabba, we will get to that when we get to Gemara Sukkah and Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We'll get to that more in detail.
Thank you.
But excellent question. Yes. So we're talking about about Yom Tov and Erev. We're normally talking about Erev Tchumen, though for modern day purposes, actually having your Erev Chatzerot also serves to help you with your Erev Tchumen, because there are cases when the Erev serves as a helpful wall to extend the distance that you normally be able to walk based on the city limits. So you could, in theory, be using an Erev Chatzerot, but normally you wouldn't go through the effort, because it's not like it's, the Mishnah is only talking about Erev Tchumen, and that's what's talking about being ma'ariv with your legs, because that's something meaning that you walk to a place and then wait there until Shabbos enters. That's something unique that you can use for Erev Tchumen, but for Erev Chatzerot, you need to use food. You can't do it with your feet. So we're mostly talking about Erev Tchumen. When there's a crossover, I will let you know. So now we'll go to the Mishnah again. If anything is unclear, please let me know, and I'll gladly explain more. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yarei Shemen Titaber, Ma'arev L'Adam Shnei Arvin, V'Omer, Erviv Arishon L'Izrach, V'Asheni L'Ma'arav. So if you're not sure what day Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and you're afraid it might be a two-day Rosh Hashanah, So a person can make two Erevs and say, my Erev for the first day is to the east, and the Erev for the second day is to the west. Or, Ba'arishon L'Ma'arav, V'Asheni L'Izrach. Or you can say that on the first day my Erev is to the west, and the second day it's to the east. Erevi barishon v'asheni kivnei iri. On the first day, my Erev, this is my Erev, but the second day I want to be as if I'm the people of my town. Erevi barishoni uvarishon kivnei iri v'lo hodu lo chachamim. So then he said, or he said the reverse case of I want to be like my city. I want to have my Erev on the second day and be like this, like the city on the first day. So the Chachamim didn't agree to this opinion of his, saying that you can't divide Rosh Hashanah the way that he was dividing it. So the Rav Yehuda says more. V'od Amar Rav Yehuda Matne Adam Al Hakalkala B'Yom Tov Rishon V'Ochla B'Sheni. So Rabbi Yehuda also says, again, we're talking about conditions and whether or not it's one day of Yom Tov, 2 days of Yom Tov, and they're the same day or not. So that he says that you're allowed to make a condition when you're separating out your Trumot Masrot from your basket of unseparated fruits on the first day, saying that if today is, right, that, and then you can eat on the second day, meaning that what would the condition be? Gemara will go into it more. Basically, you'd say that if today is Yom Tov, then the Trumot will be separated as of night, as of when Yom Tov is over, so that way you can have it the next day. And if today's not Yom Tov, then it's separated as of now. Similarly, he says for Rosh Hashanah specifically, if you have an egg laid on the first day, you can eat on the second day. The Chachamim disagreed with him on both of these in regards to Rosh Hashanah as well. Rabbi Joseph ben Hyrcanus Omer Ha'over Lifnei Ateva B'Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Omer Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Et Yom Rosh Chodesh Zeh Im Hayom Im L'Machar. So Rabbi Joseph ben Hyrcanus says, so if you happen to be davening for the Yomud on Rosh Hashanah, what are you supposed to say when you're in the middle of the prayer, when you're talking about the day of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? So you say, may God strengthen us today, the day that is the first of the, that is the first, that is of the new month, whether it be today or tomorrow. And then on the second day, Ulamachar, Omer, Im Hayom, Im Emesh. But the second day, you'd say today or the day before. Lo Hudol Chachamim. Some say, no. That's incorrect. So as far as how all these logics work out, so basically it comes down to largely, do you consider them to be one day, or do you consider them to one long day or two different days, as well as the degree of what type of doubt it is. Is it? And so first, if you're really not sure which day it is completely, then you end up getting Rabbi Joseph and Hyrcanus, who says that we should be saying the whole thing is in doubt. But some didn't agree with that, and for why they don't agree, we'll get to that as well. So now we're going to start breaking down the different parts of the Mishnah and determining which parts the Chachamim didn't like and why they didn't. So we're going to start at the very beginning of which is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of the making two heirs, one for each day of Yom Tov separately. So man lo hodu lo. So what do we mean when the Chachamim said lo hodu lo? Which part of this statement they're referring to? Amar Rav, right? So who is the one who was arguing with Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar Rav, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Linear Bright. The Modim Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer, Barosh Hashanah, Shaya Yareh, Shemit Taber, Marev Adam Shnei Erevin. Omer Arvi Barishon Lizrach, Vashin Lamarav, Barishon Marav, Shin Lizrach, Arvi Barishon, Vashin Kuneiri, Arvi Vashini, Barishon Kuneiri, Rabbi Yossi Yosser. So, how do we know that the dissenting opinion in the Chachamim isn't actually the Chachamim, and it's actually Rabbi Yossi instead? So, we know that based on this other Braita, which states that, this also mentions the Sefta, that if it's, again, this parallels very much our Mishnah, where it says that if it's Rosh Hashanah and you're afraid it's going to end up being 2 days, you can make an Erev for the first day, for two different Erevin, one for the first day, one for the second day, and you say that if on the first day it's in the east, second day on the west, or first day in the west, second day in the east, or you can say that I want my Erev to work the first day, and the second day I want to be like the people of my city and not have an Erev to come in once at all. And also, you can also say that I want an Erev to come in for the second day, but not for the first day. I want it to be like the place I'm residing. Now, Rios is the one who says that this setting up two Erevin is no good. So that's why Rios is the Chachamim in our Mishnah. So Amar Lahen Rabiosi. So then Rabiosi said to the Chachamim, Yatem Modim Shimbao Edim Minchol Lamala Shinoa Gimoto Ayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. So then Rabiosi now turns to the Chachamim, who said that you can treat the days differently, and says, ask the following question. Don't you agree that if Edim came on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, i.e. on day 30 of the month of Elul, for Mincha and above, that Shanoagin Ocho Hayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh, basically, so don't you say that here. So basically, even though in theory you could have the witnesses could come at any point during the day to just say that today is Kodesh and that tomorrow, and then therefore the next day would not be. But so normally it used to be that they were able to do it there the whole day until Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had a takana that after the Levium had made a mistake when they were saying the Shir Shalom, they said the wrong one. So then they were made a takana. They can't come from the time of Mincha, meaning in the afternoon and onwards. Right? From Mincha Gedola. So that's that's 6.5 hours into the day, or midrashim of 6, midrashim 6.5 hours into the day. So at that point, they would close down the basin, and even if they came afterwards, it wouldn't matter because we say that that's not enough time to and they basically wouldn't accept the testimony. So the question is, well, how could you do that? So why are you treating the first day as Yom Tov as well as the second day? So then we're saying that no matter what, if they had come in the afternoon, that wouldn't count. So that would imply that actually the two days of Rosh Hashanah are considered to be both actually the same sanctity, and they're one holiday, and that's why the Chachamim were kaveh that way, and said that we're going to make it into 2 days as opposed to 1 day that year. That's what they decided. So what would the, so shouldn't you agree that that mean that they're, that you can't start separating between the two of them because we treat them as one long day? So Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan answer, now we're on Lama Tema Bet. Hatam Kiyeti to Lozul's little day. No, the answer is there on the first day in that case where we're treating the first day as Yom Tov, it's not really Mido Raita. Rather, it's Mido Rabbanan, so people don't end up demeaning the first day of Rosh Hashanah and because it very well could happen the next year that the Edom will come. They might come earlier, and also again, it'll take a while for the news to get out, and we don't want people to start, you know, denigrating the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and people, you know, treating it like it's not actually a holiday when it really might end up being. So there, or vice versa, right? Or they might make fun of the second day of the second day. Then, if really the first day was it, the second day would not be. So because we don't want people to be desecrating Rosh Hashanah, therefore they declare that it's going to end up being 2 days, and that will be. So it's not a question of is it one sanctity or two sanctities, can you separate or not? That's more of a question of it's a din drabanan. Because we don't want people to take Rosh Hashanah lightly. Okay, so that was the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda. So now we're talking. Now we're going on to another statement about the Rabbi Yehuda from the Mishnah of Otamar, Rabbi Yehuda, about this. It'll be about the case of the Kalkala, about separating the Truma and the Masrot, as well as the condition about the egg. That was made on the first day of Yom Tov into the second day of Yom Tov. Again, referring to Rosh Hashanah, how these things play out for Yom Tov Sheni Shagolio is a different story. So that's not subject to discussion right now. Because for there you're more allowed to use use conditions, but we'll get there when we get there. So now, again, so I explained the opinion, what Rabbi's opinion was in the Mishnah. So, and then the Gemara says Utsricha, and we need to have this in addition to, we didn't have all the things listed in the Mishnah about the about Erevin and about Tevel and about the egg. So the Iyashmi'ina and Rosh Hashanah, and if it had only stated one of them, the ad of Rosh Hashanah, b'hakam Rabbi Yehuda, mishum delo ka'avid midi. So he said that for the first day of Rosh Hashanah because nobody's actually would be doing anything actively on Yom Tov itself. B'alkalkala, the mechzi k'matakin tivla, ema modelu l'rabanan. So the case of Rosh Hashanah, doing two eros, so it's not like you're clearly doing any action or anything that's necessarily usher. You just moved around a loaf of bread, or went for a walk. It's not clearly they did anything wrong, but if you're separating out Truma and Masrot, right? That's a quite clear action with you're separating things out, and that is problematic because people will know what you're doing, and that's a problem. The Shmi'inan Hani Tart. So coming media of Al Kalkala, the Mexican Matak and Tivla Ema Modelu Rabbanan. You might have said that by the case of the basket because, you know, it looks like it very much looks, and it's clearly that you're separating things out. Therefore, maybe you'd say that the Chachamim would, that Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Chachamim and say that there's a problem. So therefore, he's teaching us separately to teach you that they're both, Rabbi Yehuda allows both, and that Chachamim wouldn't necessarily allow, have issues with both as well. So if Yesh Bina and Hani Tart, if you only have the first two cases, that of the making conditional errors, one for each day, as well as the case of the basket, and separating out Truma and Masrot on condition of which day it is. So why would you say these two work? Mishum Deleik El Migzar Elayu, because there was no we never made any Isserim, any Xerid Rabbanans on them, because they're not as as some were of a sin if you were to violate them. So therefore, we wouldn't have made any Isra Durbana for still for them. Abobetza. Tikal Mikza Mishum Per Hanoshri and Mishum Mashkin Shazavu. Emamo Jalula Rabana Sricha. So you also may have made a distinction because as opposed to the case of Eruv and Tevel, where the Isra that you would have potentially violated isn't so. In the Xeris Rabban that would be in effect would only prevent you from having violated a Xeris Midrabanan. It will not have been, you wouldn't have necessarily been violating for sure any Isra Midrabanan. As opposed to, by Beitza, what are we worried about? We're worried about Peridonoshri, which is Mashkin Shazavu, which can lead to, backwards. Because there's the egg, it's because here the question is: are they protection? Are they one large dindrabanan with different elements to it, or is it a dindrabanan protecting a dindaraita? So, for the case of not doing the two eruvin, or not doing the tevel, so those are all things that you can't do. Midrabanan, as opposed to now, where it's the Zera Peridonoshrim about fruit that may fall off, or about the fruit, the juices that ooze out of the fruit on the festival. So those are potentially those Zera are all protecting against Isurim Doraita. So maybe you'd say that they would agree that. The Chumim and Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that case. So Tzricha. Therefore, you need to teach them all to say that that Rabbi Yehuda allows all of these cases. The Chumim forbid all of them. So that's why we have to do it like that. So Tanya is learned in a brayta. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yehuda Manadam Al Kalkala B'Yom Tov Rishon Bochwa B'Sheni. So as we learned in a brayta, how Rabbi Yehuda at? So how should what are Buddha said? So, how would you properly do what Buddha said about the making the conditions about the basket? So, Adam al Kakala, Yom Tov Rishon, Ocham Hashani. So, what is that? The making the condition on the first day and the second day. What's the exact permission that I should be saying to make sure that I don't make mistakes? Because you don't want to be eating Tevel because you didn't do it right, or violating the Durban and didn't do it right. So, what's the way? What am I supposed to say exactly? So how you the fun of steak hakolosel tevel? So if you had in front of you two baskets of tevel, Omer imhayom chol ulmachar kodesh hey zu trumal zu imhayom kodesh ulmachar chol aim bidvare klo. So what do you say? So the formulation is as follows: if you have two baskets in front of you that are currently tevel, so you say that if today is a ordinary day, and tomorrow is actually the day that's really Yom Tov. Then you say that the truma from this basket will go into the other basket. But the im hayom kodesh l'makafol. But if today is Yom Tov and tomorrow is Yom Tov, then I didn't say anything. So you say it wouldn't work. Bakore ala hashem umanicha. And then you would declare for it that the area that you designated is considered to be where the truma is, and then you would set that area aside, that other basket aside. So we haven't actually separated anything from one location to another one, but we're saying that in that basket will contain the truma. Okay, so that's being done on the first day of Yom Tov. Ulamachar hu Omer, what do you say on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Im hayom chol tehei zo truma al zo. And then the next day, say, if today is not Yom Tov, and yesterday is, then let this basket be truma for that basket. V'im hayom kodesh ein bedvar eklo. But if today is Yom Tov, then I didn't say anything. V'kori ala Hashem v'okla. Then you also designate the basket of truma, that then eat the other basket, as truma has never been separated on a weekday. Rabbi Yossi Yosser. And Rabbi Yossi would forbid that practice of making the conditions on each day about having been the previous day. And because he said, again, he says that it's problematic because that's not quite the, because again, even though it is midrabanan, it's, even though you want to say it's because of doubt, he still says you should, that's an inadvisable practice. So now, I told everybody we'd be getting to it soon, and here it is. Rav Yossi is saying that similarly, you can't make these conditions on the second day of Yom Tov Shel Golio, meaning it's not just a question about Rosh Hashanah, it's also an issue for the rest of Sudeantis as well. So again, so depending on which opinion you hold, right, so that would mean that Rav Yossi says it's a problem for all Yom Tovim, and that would also mean that Rav Yehuda would be stating that you can do these conditional things on for every single Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah included. Okay. So now we're going to get a story that will hopefully illustrate the difference between the first day and the second day of Yom Tov. So Ahu Bartavia de Atal Ve Resh Luta de Itza Biyom Rishon Shel Golio de Vichka Biyom Yom Tov Sheni. So there's a young deer that was brought to the house of the Resh Galuta, who was the exilarch, the head of the Jews in diaspora. And it was captured by a non-Jew on the first day, and then they slaughtered it on the second day. So the problem here is that it was something that wasn't right. So the issue is that one of the days would be Yom Tov, wouldn't, because again we're talking about Chutzlar, it's about the suffix which day it is. So what's the case here? So can we eat it or not? They're wondering. So Rav Nachman Rav Chista Achlu, Rav Shesha Lo Achal. Rav Nachman Rav Chista and Rav Shesha were all at the Reish Galuta's house for this Yom Tov. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chista ate it. Rav Sheshet didn't eat it. So Amar Rav Nachman, my Eved Leila Rav Sheshet Lo Achil Bisrav Tatavia. So then Rav Nachman said, "What can I do for Rav Sheshet who doesn't eat deer meat?" So meaning he's saying like, "Hey." So Rav Nachman basically says, you know, slightly in jest to Rav Nachman, to Rav Sheshet, you know, "What can I get you if you're not going to eat the deer meat?" So Amar Leila Rav Sheshet Vehechi Echol Tani Isi. So the Rishon says, no, it's not that I don't like it. It's that I can't eat it because what about, don't you know what Isi stated? Amri la Isi tani. And then he explained to him what. So that's one way of saying it. Or maybe he said is in form of a question that here's what, and this is what Isi says. Tani v'chenaya Rabbi Yossi Oser shleim tovim shel Golio. And so too. Right, so what did Isi teach us? He taught us about what that which Rabbi Yossi stated, that Rabbi Yossi would prohibit the doing conditional today versus yesterday, even for Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golio. So that would imply that you really can't do that. You know, even though if, you know, well, either way it should be fine, because either it was captured on the first day, today's not, or it was on Yom Tov by a non-Jew, now it's much for me to have it because it was already prepared from before. And so then either way I should be covered. So the wise, so the wise, so, right? But Rabbi Yossi says, no, like 2 days of Yom Tov, we don't let you do from one to the other one or do the conditional things. Like that's not allowed according to Rabbi Yossi. So I follow, so Rav Sheshet is saying, I follow Rabbi Yossi and that's why I'm not eating. Like what are you getting on my case for? So Amarava, my kosha. So the Rabbi says, what's the problem? Tilamka Kamar. So maybe we could solve then that maybe we're wondering why Rosh Hashanah have this issue? Couldn't you simply have explained the statement of Rabbi Yossi of Isi that Rabbi Yossi had followed? Rabbi Yossi Oser Bishneim Tovim Shor Shoshana Bagola. So maybe you misheard. Maybe we were misquoting Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Maybe when he said in the 2 days of Yom Tov for Shoshana that are in Chutz La'aretz, as opposed to the ones that are, as opposed to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golio, which aren't the same thing. So Ihachi Shel Golio, Bagola Mibaile. What do you mean by to say that? So that would mean that. But then the obvious response to what Rava states by everybody else is, wait, but it doesn't say. It says it doesn't say doesn't it say Shogolio? What do you mean, Bagola, Mibaili? It should have said Bagola if it meant what you said. Shogolio, we all know the old Shani Shogolio refers to first and second day of Yom Tov, the doubling of every Yom Tov, for Rosh Hashanah, not for everything besides Rosh Hashanah, for the ones that occur in the doubling that we have for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. That's what we're referring to. We have, like, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur never get doubled. Our different story altogether. So what are you talking about? That's not the same thing at all. Rosh Hashanah and the Shlosh Regalim aren't the same thing. So why are you comparing them? So Amar Ravasi, so that's a bad defense. Let's try against Amar Ravasi. My kushya. So what was the problem? I've got another way to solve this. Bil Malchut Kamar. Maybe meant as follows. Chenei Rabbiosi Oseh Yisur Shneim In Tovim Shogoliot Hishayim Tovim Rosh Hashanah Lerabanan Disharu. So couldn't you rephrase Rabbiosi's opinion as stating that Rabbiosi treated the prohibition of when there's 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz the same way that he would treat on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah according to the Chachamim who permit it. So which implied that Rabbiosi doesn't actually hold Zasser, because he's not disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, rather he's siding with the Chachamim. So therefore, you could read it either way, and therefore it's unclear what Rabbiosi's opinion truly is, and therefore you should be allowed to eat that meat. So Ashkenaz Rav Sheshet Larov Bar Shmuel. So now Rav Sheshet now goes to find Rav Bar Shmuel, is trying to get to the bottom of this case. So Amarle Tani Mar Midi B'Kedusha. So he says, has Master learned anything in regard to the two sanctities of Shabbat and Yom Tov? Is it 1 day or 2 days? Because right now Rosh Hashanah is like everybody's busy, not liking what I'm saying. So I want to make sure that I miss anything. What really should I do? So Amarle. So then he had asked. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say to him? Amalei Tanina Moder Rabbi Yosi B'Shneim Tov Shagolia. So he says, I quoted him the following statement, that Rabbi Yosi agrees in regards to Yom Tov Sheni Shagolia that you're allowed to make this do the conditions as are mentioned in our Mishnah. So Amalei, so Sheisha told back to Rabbi Shmuel, E Mashgachat Lehu Lo Tema Lehu Lo Midi. So then Rav Sheshet says, if you haven't met Rav Nachman or Rav Chisda, because we got into the whole argument, over Yom Tov, so don't tell them that. Because, then they're going to, embarrass, then I'll never be able to live it down. They're going to embarrass me forever based on the fact that I didn't know this and I should, and that they were actually right all along. Let's see. So now we have Rav Ashi. We'll continue on in the same line, the same story. I'm Rav Ashi. The Didi Amar Li Amemar Ha'u Partavia Lav Itzid Itziday Itzdad Ela Michutz L'Tchum Ata. So Rav Ashi says, no, the issue isn't that I was told by Amemar. The issue isn't a question about do you trap it or not on the first day versus the second day. Ela Michutz L'Tchum Ata. Rather, because it came from outside of the Tchum. And that's what happened. It's a different answer. So manda achal savar haba bishvil Yisrael zeh muchal Yisrael afer. And the question is not a question about one kedusha or two kedusha. It's a question of if you violated a prohibition for a if a non-Jew violated a prohibition for a Jew. So the question is: it usher for the Jew who was done for, or for the other one as well, right? So the person who ate it thought that if it was brought for one Jew, then another Jew could eat it instead, right? So then, even though it might be forbidden for the Reish Lakish to have done so, but me to do it because it wasn't done for me, it was done for the Reish Lakish, not for me. Therefore, it would be allowed for me. Mandalo achal saver, the one who would refuse to eat, said. And different logic, called the Ata Beirish Kluta, Adat the Chulon Rabbananate. The other one says, no, you can't say that it wasn't brought for you. It's because he brought it for his guests. So the non-Jew brought it for everybody who's going to be at the Beirish Kluta's house, and you're included. So you can't say that use the argument of the non-Jew did it for somebody else, and therefore it's not us doing Drabbanan for me to use it. They're like, no, it's still us doing Drabbanan for you to use it, because the non-Jew did it specifically for you on Yom Tov, violating an Isser Dora meeting. The non-Jew did it, well, for you would have been an Isser Dora, right? So therefore you can't benefit from it on that Shabbat or Yom Tov. But if that's really the case, then what's the whole story we had after about Rosh Hashanah going to talk to Rabbi Bar Shmuel about the whole story? So lo ayu dvar me'olam. They're like, no, actually that left part of the story was made up. That never actually happened. So the answer is there's two different versions of the story of how it went down, and depending on how it went down, we would have different understandings halacha l'masa as to of whether or not you're allowed to do the new conditions on the rest of the days of Yom Tov that aren't Rosh Hashanah. We'll pick up from the case of the Lefet tomorrow. So now let's just let's summarize what we've covered so far. Hopefully, to try and make sure things are clear. Since yesterday we're talking about making. This whole parak is talking about making additional arrows, right? One to the north, one to the south, or the east, different directions based on things that will potentially occur. So we started today the Mishnah that's talking about the conditional effects of that would apply to Rosh Hashanah, whether Rosh Hashanah is one sanctity or two sanctities, and how that would affect your making an arrow from one direction or two directions, as well as how it would affect your ability to do conditions in terms of separating out Truma Masorot, also for conditions about being able to eat the beitza on Yom Tov, eating the egg that was born on the first day of Yom Tov and the second day of Yom Tov. So, and then we got to the Gemara, we're talking about, playing out the whole story of which opinion is which. We got the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who seems to always forbid it no matter what, because we got some reasonings as to why it's forbidden. So one possibility is the question of, is Rosh Hashanah considered to be one day or 2 days? And then the other opinion has something to do with it being one day or 2 days. The other opinion was that it was based, meaning is Rosh Hashanah one long day or the two separate kedushot? The other opinion was that it's not based on that, that you could either two separate days and it's all based on a doubt, but the issue is that the reason why you can't do these preparations or these conditions is because we don't want people to treat the Rosh Hashanah lightly. We don't want them to treat one day of Yom Tov as if it's not really a day of Yom Tov. Say, oh, it's just a doubt anyways. That's not true. You can't do that. That's not okay. So similarly, then we came to the story involving 2 days of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz, and the question is that the same as Rosh Hashanah? Is it not the same as Rosh Hashanah? Is it one kedusha or not? And then we have the story about the trapping of the deer in the ritual of his house, and how it fell out, both directions, and with the story following that about Rosh Hashanah and how he wouldn't eat while other people would, and then we're trying to defend Rosh Hashanah's actions. As to what was it based on the argument of is it about one sanctity or two sanctities, or is it based on a din drabanan of having a knowledge of having prepared for you on Yom Tov, and then that depends on the version of the story what the conclusion is, but either way we have learned a little bit about the questions of doubts about between this Yom Tov first day of Yom Tov and second day of Yom Tov, and also Rosh Hashanah specifically, is it one as a one sanctity or two. And finally, we also mentioned the very important concept of there being an issue of Rabbanan of not wanting people to degrade the first day of Yom Tov versus the second day of Yom Tov, whether it be Mishum Safek or Mishum, they're actually one Kedusha. So either way, you don't want people degrading them, which is very relevant nowadays between Israel and Chutz, because a lot of times we know, because in Israel they have one day, except for Rosh Hashanah, they have one day, whereas the Chutz La'aretz they have 2 days, and it's important to remember that it's not the 2 days is not solely because we don't know. It's like no, it's actually a full day in Drabanan that you're supposed to treat the second day of Yom Tov fully like the first day, and it's very important that people treat the days of Yom Tov properly, and we shouldn't come to degrade them like you don't really need it. It's like no, they're both necessary. And just like you people, you and similarly, nobody would say, oh, you know, Hanukkah is just in Ramadan. We just stop doing that. So similarly, you shouldn't be degrade any of the rest of the laws of the Rabbanan, even though they're Midrabbanan and not Midoraita, because it's also important to follow what the rabbis have enacted as well.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning.
Have a good day, everybody.
Hopefully, we'll tomorrow, same time as well, I believe. If somebody can't make it, because I know that there's, because Slichot are long, so I'll be uploading the recording to YouTube on Toronto Torah's YouTube channel, as well as to YU Torah. If you can find it from links to it from the Toronto Torah website, if that's easier for you. I'll also hopefully send out an email tomorrow with also links to the Stop in for Rosh Hashanah, for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in advance, in case somebody would like to get a head start on those.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Question?
Right. Yes.
I'm just reading the art scroll here, and I note it says that Rav Yossi, that in the case of the two Yomim of Yontov, he holds a lenient view. Is correct. And that the 2 days are regarded as separate. Why is it a lenient approach?
So if they're treated as two separate days, it's considered to be leniency because you can do the condition. You can do the conditional things between one day of Yom Tov and the other day of Yom Tov. It means that you could say that if today is and tomorrow isn't, and you can do you and you so you make two separate errors as opposed to one error for both days. It also allows you to do the, if you forgot to separate your Trumah to Masro, you can decide between the first day and the second day, that means that you could, if you have two baskets of Tevel, it means that you could definitely eat one of them, which is very helpful to be able to eat. And we also mentioned about the Beit Zechanolda, meaning that if something had come into the world, let's say if you had your, you know, if your hen was laying eggs there's a whole bunch of other things besides an egg, but eggs is simply the best example. Things that hadn't been ready for you to eat that are now ready for you to eat, it allows you to now eat them, which is things that according to the other opinion of it being one, of being treated like it's one long day, you would not be able to do any of those conditions.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Okay. Shkoch.
Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.